Let's create a pivotal impact.
Friends in the industry, I'm Avery Hanaberry, your host of the series, A Youthful Take on Transportation, brought to you by the Truck Focus Podcast. As a 12-year-old in transportation, I believe it's really important that industry professionals that have been in the game a lot longer than I have share their guidance to youth like myself, so I can tell my friends and other youth about the great things transportation has to offer. In today's episode, I'm super excited to speak with Chris and John, hosts of the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast, as we dive into what the future looks like in transportation. I'm excited to learn both from both Chris and John, and I'm excited to teach what I have learned to other youth. Well, let's get to it. Good day, Chris and John. Welcome to the series, A Youthful Take on Transportation. I am super stoked to have the opportunity to interview both of you today. Chris, thanks for coming back to the podcast too. I had a blast with you the first time when me and my dad had an interview with you and when you had an interview with us. And when we first started out, it was crazy to think we were doing another episode.
Hey, Avery, I'm very happy to be back. And again, happy to support the efforts of you and Josh, but especially you, because I think this is an awesome thing that you get to do. A youthful take on trucking. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great angle.
Yeah, I think it's just like for the biggest goal for the series is to empower youth on what they can do in the transportation as they grow up and what they want to do for a job and a career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start young.
Awesome. Yeah. So to start us off today, I want to make sure our audience know who both of you are. So Chris, Can you start us off and give us a little background on who you are?
I'm an old guy. That's about it. No, I still got my tractor trailer license in my pocket. Obviously, I am old, and I've been driving truck for, I actually didn't drive all that long, only about 5 years. And then I got brought into the office and became a dispatcher and operations manager, worked in safety, worked for a trucking insurance company for a number of years. And then about 8 or 10 years ago, went out on my own to offer safety consulting services to help trucking companies crash less. And that's about it. So I now own Safety Dog and yes, have a podcast or two, Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast. Yay!
Yeah, your podcast was very fun to be on, and crazy that your how many episodes have you had? 500?
No, we are actually less than the trucking your podcast, because we're only at 100 and I want to say 120 maybe, I forget.
Something like that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And yeah. Crazy, because how long have you been doing podcasting for?
I had my own podcast for about a year, and then Mr. Farquhar joined me as a co-host, and we rebranded it, and we've been doing it for now over a year. So about 2 years of podcasting.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, my dad and I have been doing it for 2 years as well, and I remember sitting in this office, first episode, and we were sweating like, oh my goodness, can we do this? And then I remember looking back, the episode was very short, and our original goal was to have one episode a month, which turned to two episodes a week, three episodes every 2 weeks. Wow. And then now we're at over 100 episodes.
Awesome.
And less than 2 years.
Good deal.
Excellent. And, almost at 150 as well. So pretty amazing. Perfect. How far we've gone.
Yes, big time. Big
December
time.
To now.
Excellent. Good job.
Thanks. And good job to you guys as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, perfect. Thank you. And so, John, go ahead, Avery. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and Johnny is my co-host on the podcast.
Speaking of John, we're going to turn the spotlight to you. And this is my first time meeting you. And
yes,
you seem like a pretty funny guy. And can you share us a little bit about who you are and your background in the transportation industry?
Sure. So I'm kind of like Chris. I'm an old guy as well, only I'm not as old. Ha! I'm a little bit younger. So I'm not quite as young as you, not quite as old as Chris. So I'm somewhere in the middle, you know. Okay. So
but Avery, he's really childish.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, I have a phrase. It's you know what? Growing up, or growing old is mandatory. Growing up is optional. So I'm not interested in growing up. I want to just stay young. Anyway, so I've been in the trucking industry now just a hair over 40 years.
Wow.
I spent 20 years behind the wheel driving truck and owning my own trucks. So I was a driver, then an owner operator, then a fleet owner. And then I bought the company and own and ran it. And then took a break from that in the early 2000s and stepped into risk management. So similar to Chris here, you know, we got into the insurance world. So I worked with a couple of different insurance companies and then we're just coming up on 2 years now. We stepped out on our own and started Summit Risk Solutions. So we specialize in evaluating risk. So similar to what Chris is doing, helping clients, we're helping to wake them up and get them to realize what they need to do. And then give them a hand to try and fix the problems. So it's a very challenging industry right now. So, you know, trying to get people involved. And I think this is excellent, this program here, to be talking about youth, to get the youth involved, because well, the old guys are going to be retiring soon. So if we can get some new people stepping in into our shoes, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic. We're actually going to come back to this later on how we can get more youth involved into the future of transportation. But I have another question for you, John. How did you and Chris meet, and how did you find the Safety Dog podcast?
Well, how did we meet? We met a number of years ago. I think the very first time we met, I was doing some consulting work for a trucking operation. Chris was working for the insurance company that came out to do an assessment on that operation. And that's when we first met. And then we kind of crossed paths a couple more times. And then I working for an insurance company, he was working for an insurance company. We crossed paths again multiple times. And then he had told me that he was going to step away from the insurance and get his own company going. And when I was a big supporter of Chris. So even when I worked for the insurance company, when customers go, "Hey, I need some help. Where would I find a good consultant?" "Ah, Safety Dog. This is the guy to get, you know, talk to this guy." So then when he started the podcast, I think I was just finishing up my tenure with the insurance company, nice, probably about a year before. And I was watching Chris and going, "Hey, this is pretty good stuff." And then I got, when I left the insurance company, that's when Chris says, "Hey, you don't need permission. Come on. You can talk about insurance risk. We can talk and not have these, you know, clauses where you can't say this and you can't say that." So we were able to talk openly about risk and how insurance companies look at risk. So we had some fun. And then next thing you know, he's like, "Hey, why don't we do something together? And we'll come up with a funky name." And we did. So now we, the two of us co-host Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast, where we talk about all things trucking, trucking risk, and trucking insurance.
That's pretty amazing. So you guys have known each other for a long time. And then just recently, you guys have come together to co-host on your newly vamped podcast. Is that right?
Yep.
That's true.
That's pretty amazing. So I asked John what was his highlight of his journey for the transportation industry so far. So now I'm going to turn over to Chris and see, same question. What's your highlight of your journey in transportation so far?
I think it's there's a couple. One, starting my own business. This was absolutely an adventure. One that, you know, whenever you start your own business, it's like starting a podcast. You don't know if it's going to succeed. You don't know if it's going to provide income, resources, fun. All these things are necessary. And so that was definitely a highlight. As I've gotten older and in this role, I've been given the opportunity to coach and mentor some of the young people coming up in our industry. And that now is truly a highlight, because I'm having some influence now that's going to spread out over many, many more years, more than what I'm going to be able to work. And so that truly is a highlight now, when I get to help the new people probably in their 30s or so, you know, come into our industry, specifically the safety part. And I'm having some direct impact and influence for many more years to come through these people. So that, I think that's the highlight right now. And with that, I'll put my hat on, you know.
You stated that when you first started Safety Dog, you were like, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. That was the same feeling my dad and I had when we started this podcast, because we thought we weren't sure how to do it. It was our first time. Mm-hmm. And then just as we did more episodes and as we've learned more knowledge on how to do things, how to make things look better, it all came down to this episode. Talking with two of the most amazing guys I've ever met in the transportation industry and just having a great conversation with them.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. It's all about fun.
You got the cool office, though, Avery. John and I haven't yet graduated to having a real funky type office.
Yeah.
You should ask my mom. She's very creative when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yes, good stuff. She's got the crafty touch.
We all need the female touch, yes.
And I had had one more thing that I wanted to highlight from my journey in the transportation industry is that I volunteered in the Special Olympics convoy a couple of times, which was really fun. And I met a lot of great guys. I met an Alberta police officer that was specialized in trucks. And then I also met a very great guy. It was wrestling and it was, I think, floor hockey, and he had a disability, and it was just really amazing to connect with him. And it was just super fun because we, you know, the truck simulation where it's a screen that has like a road and it's all simulation, but then your controls are all like a real truck.
Yep.
Right.
We did that together and it was just a really fun time.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the cool things about trucking is you can really meet. Trucking has some of the best people in the world involved in trucking. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the Special Olympics. John and I have a good friend, Bruce Outridge, who also has a podcast. But Bruce does a lot of work through his podcast for the Special Olympics, does a lot of self-promotion for them, and does a lot of volunteer work for the Olympics. And I would encourage anybody who has ever thought about taking part in a convoy, this is the one that you should participate in, the Special Olympics Trucking Convoy. It's an awesome project. It does go right across Canada. And if you want more information, contact John, Avery, or I, and I'm sure we can put you in touch with the right people in your province.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You mentioned Bruce Outridge. I also did a podcast, another UFO Taker fan. Did you guys know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that, but he's a troublemaker. You got to watch out for him.
Oh, he's a great guy. Yeah,
the Lead Pedal Podcast. There you go. Yeah,
Lead Pedal Podcast.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
It's funny because Bruce also does a separate series on his podcast where he also interviews youth and what they want to do in the future.
Yeah.
He interviewed me, actually.
Oh, cool.
It was the same day that we did his podcast. It was a short 15-20 minute episode of how I discussed that I'm using all my technical abilities to create video games, to create pieces of art.
Cool.
Different videos that of like trucks, and I edit them. It was pretty amazing to talk about it with him.
Awesome.
And he also likes to draw a lot too. And he sent my dad a link on a couple of things to draw. And one of them was a truck. One of them was a truck. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah. His background is cartoon artistry.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's been doing that for years. So he's pretty cool at it.
And
yeah, there you go.
See behind me, that's one of Bruce's paintings right behind me that's hanging on my office wall. And he also designed the safety dog logo.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yep.
There, you see.
Yep.
Unprepared stuff. But yeah, that's Bruce's picture behind me. Yeah. My logo is done by Bruce. And partially the logo was done by Bruce because I wanted to have a bit of fun.
Yes.
You know, when I'm starting my own business, yep. Damn, this is a serious thing, stopping trucks from crashing. But we can do it with a smile on our face.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we can get people to learn a lot more when you add some humor to it, when you make it fun and enjoyable rather than boring. You know, it really does change things. So, yeah. So when you can make it lively and exciting for people to get involved, then it makes them want to be involved. So that really helps the learning process.
That's one thing my dad and I learned too with this journey of the podcast, is that we always want to bring my dad has a saying that we want to bring a pivotal impact to the transportation industry. We want to bring a positive energy and make everyone feel welcome.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, it's what's going to take to get people into this industry, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, very much so. Because there's a lot of regulations around this industry. So, but they're easy to navigate. They're easy to understand. We just need to learn what those regulations are. And when we know what the rules are, then it's like, oh, well, this isn't rocket science. This is pretty easy to understand. We can work in this environment. Let's do it.
Yeah, I really agree with you there, John. And so I asked you the question, what was your highlight of the journey? And you said something about bringing youth into the future of generation of trucking industry. Mm-hmm. And I actually wanted to ask you and Chris a few questions about the future of transportation. Because recently I played a virtual reality video game. And when I was telling my dad about it, he said that they're providing virtual reality training for professional drivers when they're just learning to drive on the road. And do you think that virtual reality will become the new way drivers are trained and possibly how they're going to operate their trucks?
Well, some of that's already in place now. So there's online training through a company called Carrier's Edge. Chris and I are very much involved with Carrier's Edge. And a lot of their training is all interactive. It's all video based and whatnot. And then there's questions, quizzes and whatnot. So there's a lot of interaction there. I happen to have one of my clients who actually has the simulator on site. So they're trying to get it in play where all drivers that come on will go through the simulation as part of their road evaluation before they get in the truck, and as well as retraining. If a driver has an incident, they'll try to replay that crash on the simulator for them to do that. And as well, existing drivers to be able to go, hey, let's just hone your skills and sharpen your skills. Let's get the simulator in play and go. And I think I speak out loud for Chris and I. We know of other companies that have simulators, and they make it a full-time training process that every driver has to go through this simulator on a regular basis.
That's pretty cool. Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, Vicky DeVos, what's the name of her company?
IMVR.
IMVR.
Yeah.
This is where you actually put the goggles on.
Yep.
The headset onto your vision, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it is very much a simulated situation where you can teach people to drive. Mm-hmm. You know, your question is this the future? I'm not sure that is the future. I think a hybrid is the future, using some of that type of technology as well as using the real stuff. You've got to have experience in the truck. So I think some sort of a combination of both will be the future. I do believe that the future is coming very fast. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it will be implemented much quicker than any of us anticipate. And at least in the beginning, I see a hybrid formula of some of the training being done in that fashion. And then some of the training being done right in the truck, of course. Off. Nothing substitutes getting onto the road and the highway and getting some real experience pulling a 53-foot trailer.
Yeah.
Because they are big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the interaction, I think, is what's really key. You know, so I agree 100% with what Chris is talking about. A hybrid is going to be perfect because there's going to be times where you're going to be in a simulator and just by going through the actions and playing the game of driving a vehicle in a simulator isn't going to answer the questions. It's not going to help you understand, well, what should I have done differently? You know, it might give me a chance where I could try six different ways to try and figure it out. But sitting in the cab with an experienced mentor, somebody of Chris's stature with all those years of experience, you know, is going to be able to have a conversation and be able to go, okay, yeah, young fella, here's what you want to do and here's how you want to deal with this. That interaction is going to be good. And then to have that person actually go, wow, you did a really good job. You made that right turn. You didn't touch a curb. Great job. Great job. So having that affirmative, positive reinforcement is key. Your simulator is not going to give you that. It's just going to go, you won 20 gold coins. Whoopee-doo. you need that positive affirmative, I guess. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, interaction. You know, the positive interaction.
I agree with you guys 100%. And also I have another question. Because you said that you thought that training and the industry will be like a hybrid. It'll be a mix of technology and a mix of the real thing. Mm-hmm. Tesla, I was thinking that Tesla made fully electric cars. Mm-hmm. And there's also cars that are both, that are a hybrid, that they run on electric, but they take a certain type of fuel. Mm-hmm. Do you think that big professional trucks will be sort of like that? Will it'll be either be full electric or it'll be like a hybrid?
Good question. Yeah, the kid's smart. We're in trouble. We're out of our league, Chris.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, and Avery, I don't know. I drive a Tesla, so I'm. I love electric vehicles. I like to think that I'm doing something for the environment and all that kind of stuff. I am a Tesla supporter. I think Elon Musk and his different companies, but specifically Tesla, has really done a lot of pushing the envelope and making change in the automotive industry. I think without Tesla, all the other brands that are now bringing out electric cars have electric cars on the road. There's other many good models of electric vehicles, not just Tesla. Yeah. But without Tesla, I don't think the change would have happened nearly as quick.
They pushed the boundaries. Yeah,
they're bringing out an electric vehicle, as you probably know. Well, Tesla doesn't have an electric vehicle on the road yet for public consumption. However, Freightliner, Volvo, Mack, almost all of the major trucking manufacturers currently do have electric vehicles for purchase right now. So Tesla, although they've pushed the envelope forward in many ways, they are not the first to bring an electric truck to market yet. All the other manufacturers have already beat them. So now, is electric going to be the future? I hope so, especially here where I live in Southern Ontario, because specifically where I live, I get my electricity from the water falling over a cliff, and it's called Niagara Falls, but that's what it is. So there's not much, you can't get much greener electric power than what I consume, generally speaking. But there are other areas in North America that still get their electricity from coal. Well, if you're driving electric vehicles and your electricity is coming from coal, and I don't know the answer to this question, is that better for the environment than driving a diesel truck? So that's one of the concerns. We've got to get off of coal as a way to make electricity. Other concern that I have is, can we put enough batteries into an electric truck so that that truck can really, in real life, do 500 miles in a day and then recharge quick enough while the driver's sleeping?
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see. Tesla again says they can, but they haven't released the truck yet. It's 2 years late in their release. So I'm still waiting. Could we have a hydrogen electric model? That is very possible. There are manufacturers working on type charger system that the truck. So it's not quite 100% electric. It could be using gasoline or diesel or some other fuel to create hydrogen to power the electric truck. I don't know what the future is yet. It's going to be really interesting. It's an exciting time for sure.
Big time.
For the trucking industry and for the truck driver. Sorry, Johnny.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I'm on the same wavelength. You know, I see what we've got in place right now is we've got full electric vehicles, commercial motor vehicles, running more regional, local, whatnot, where they can come back because they just don't have the infrastructure or the ability to go long haul with an electric vehicle yet. So I think that's where your hybrid's going to come in, your mix of alternative fuels with electric for the longer transports and whatnot. So
yeah,
but it's so funny because when you listen to the media and watch some of the articles, reading of those going on in the shows, it's all over the map. You know, it's kind of funny because everybody thought Elon and Tesla were going to be the first ones out with a truck. Yeah. And they're so far behind. They're not even in the same race, considering that the other manufacturers already jumped on board. So, you know, and then there's the Nikola? Hydrogen fueled vehicle that still hasn't even hit the ground running yet, you know, and it's like, guys, like we were all pumped up and excited about this. And then the air got let out of those balloons very quickly. So
yeah.
I think it's still a wait and see to see where it goes. But I think, diesel is going to be around for a long time. It's hard to replace that powerful material that does the job very good and has done for many, many years. They've done great, great steps and leaps and bounds with cleaning up the exhaust coming out of these trucks. You know, like now, you know, the new trucks, you can run your finger in the inside of a smokestack and you don't even get any residue anymore. There's nothing coming out. So it's really amazing what they've done. So it'll be curious to see where it goes.
We have our last question about the future. And it's, what do you guys hope changes for the better in our industry?
Well, I could use rain here. That would be helpful, you know. So which is interesting because that has a direct effect on climate, right? So, yeah. And we're seeing that where we are right now. We're in a bit of a drought situation here. And I know the prairies have had some drought issues. So, you know, a lot of that's going to have an impact on the future. Climate change, what's going on? So, yeah, you know, electric vehicles, yes. But then there's controversy with electric vehicles because, well, we got to make bad emissions here while we're making these vehicles, you know, the factories and whatnot, pollutants and stuff. So it's hard to tell what's right, what's wrong, you know, what's better, what's not. But tons of controversy out there and whatnot. So, I think you've got a lot of people wanting to get into the trucking industry that are thinking climate. What about the climate? How are we managing the climate? How are we being greener at what we're doing? So that's making people think twice about the trucking industry, maybe not necessarily getting into it, but even how they look at the trucking industry.
Yeah. And I agree with you guys 100%. I think it's very unpredictable, but it's very possible for what that would happen in the future of transportation. And just before we finish our conversation off today, I want to ask one final question. What would you say you're most grateful for with respect to professional drivers that make it happen safely each day?
Well, here, I'll throw this one out there, John. I think I'm grateful for the dedication of those drivers because without them, my grocery store shelves would be empty. And so much would be impacted without the hard work and the dedication of those drivers doing it safely mile after mile. So to all those ones, especially the ones who do those 500 and longer mile trips, it takes a special type of person and a huge thank you. I wouldn't be eating fresh strawberries from California, for instance, in the middle of winter without the dedication and all the work that goes into it. So I'd like to thank those guys.
Yeah, agreed. It is a challenge. I spent 20 years on the road and know what it's like. And it's much different now, 20 years since I come off the road. Congestion is huge. There's more demand. There's bigger populations. So, you know, these guys are These drivers are more requested now than ever before because they're just, you know, e-commerce is huge, right? Like I'm sure Avery, you get dad to get stuff off of Amazon, you know, and different things along that. So got to have somebody to deliver all this stuff. And it comes out of California and it's into Alberta overnight. And it's like, holy wow. How did that happen? Well, men and women of the driving force. So big challenge. And we know what it's like, but I hate to say it. I'm getting too old. I don't want to do that again. So all the kudos to them, and we got to cheer them on and get more drivers into the seats of these trucks. Cause the old guys are going to leave soon.
Yeah, I agree with you guys 100%. And definitely if truck drivers weren't able to deliver our products, we wouldn't have anything in our store shelves. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have anyone to deliver anything from Amazon, from eBay or all those companies online.
Chris wouldn't be able to get his special shampoo. You know, so without that, oh my God, you don't want to see him unless he shampoos. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and then there's a special wax that goes on there too to keep it.
Yeah. But I also have a saying, if you got it, a truck brought it. Anything you have in possession, it got delivered by either train, a truck, mm-hmm. a cube van, Amazon van. It got delivered by one of those four vehicles.
Yep.
Absolutely. And,
big time. I think there's only one thing I've ever seen that was never delivered by a truck.
Yeah.
Little baby.
Before we finish off today's episode, is there anything you guys would like to say? Any last thoughts?
Hey, I would throw out there, I think there's a huge change coming to our industry in the future, and it's not far off because it started, that driver's pay is going to be moving from mileage or production to hourly or some Needs form to. Of salary pay.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's coming down the pipe. That's what's going to help retention. That's going to help with better drivers. We're going to get drivers in the industry and whatnot. And it's also going to help Avery get paid by his dad. I think that's very important. That, you know, we'll put that out, that Chris and I endorse Avery getting paid a salary.
I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. We're gonna do it. We're gonna tell Josh this has to happen.
Thumbs up,
yep,
Avery.
Exactly.
Hit your dad up for a raise.
Yeah.
From zero to something.
I'll let him know you said that.
Yep, perfect.
Well, Chris, John, thank you so much for joining me in today's episode, which is a youthful take on transportation. I had learned a ton today, and I'm excited to share with my friends and other youth to encourage others to learn more about the transportation industry. Thank you, John, for joining me today. It was nice to meet you, and thank you, Chris, for coming back. Bye.
Good. Thank you. Take care. Pleasure.
Wow. Chris, John, thank you so much for joining me on a youthful take on transportation brought to you by the Truck Focus Podcast. I had a blast and I learned a ton from you guys. Thank you so much. A huge takeaway from our conversation for me is how you predicted some really interesting things in the future of transportation. And I'm excited to share this information with other youth. And one of those key pieces of information is that you predicted that how there's professionals that are just learning to drive a truck are learning through virtual reality. And you predicted that it's not just going to be all technology. It still has to be the real thing. Because just clicking some buttons on a controller is a lot different than actually operating a real vehicle and learning how to operate it. And before we end, I just wanted to say thank you to the listeners of today's conversation, as I am on a mission to help educate other youth about the opportunities in transportation. As always, let's create a pivotal impact.